حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، نعم المولى ونعم النصير. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ذو الجلال والإكرام، وأتوب إليه. اللهم كن وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا محافظا وقائدا مناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. يا الله we complain to you our difficult conditions. We're surrounded by a world governed by those who are leading people away from you, glamorizing sin, justifying sin, justifying going against your rule in such an intelligent way, deception at its best. Ya Allah, what will we do if you let us go? If a prophet of yours that you say was of the mukhlasin, he says, وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ لَأَمَّارَةٌ بِسُوءٍ إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. I don't rule out but that my nafs would be doing wrong. The nafs, the self, is consistently commanding to evil, pushing me towards wrong. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي, except for that which God is merciful towards me. If that's a prophet of yours, what would we say? What should we do? Ya Allah, we want to be here based on the understanding that it's our taklif for our imam to be a soldier in this part of the world. Ya Allah, but we don't want to be of the spiritual casualties. God forbid we continue staying here for the want of the dunya. Being influenced by all the wrong around us, instead of bringing people in, we see one by one our next generation leaves, and we do nothing about it. Ya Allah, we seek refuge in you from our ourselves from myself. Ya Allah, don't leave me to myself. I know myself, I could easily go astray. Ya Fatimah Zahra, we thought we went through Muharram for your children, for your father. We held programs, God forbid, that's only deceiving ourselves. If I'm moving away from you, I beg you to forgive me. Put my hand in your son's hand. Protect my children, our believers, our community of believers worldwide, from the Taghut who's pushing us, glamorizing wrong and sin. Ya sahib al-zaman, Mawlai, Ya Mawlai, Ya Mahdi, I need your help, we all need your help, despite our shortcomings. I know you've tried hard, you've given me so many chances, I've blown everyone, ya sahib al-zaman, by the right of your mother, don't let me go, don't let me start drifting away. Don't say, well, I told you so many times, you keep wanting to go, then go, be on your own, ya sahib al-zaman. I apologize, do whatever it is that's required, take whatever it is that's causing me to drift away from you. All the good I have is from you, but if any of it is taking me away from you, take it away from me, O Sahib al-Zaman. Nothing is worth being away from you. اللهم إني أسألك برحمتك التي وسعت كل شيء وبقوتك التي قهرت بها كل شيء وخضع لها كل شيء وذل لها كل شيء وبجبروتك التي غلبت بها كل شيء وبعزتك التي لا يقوم لها شيء وبعظمتك التي ملأت كل شيء وبسلطانك الذي على كل شيء وبوجهك الباقي بعد فناء كل شيء وبأسمائك التي ملأت أركان كل شيء وبعلمك الذي أحاط بكل شيء وبنور وجهك الذي أضاء له كل شيء يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا نور يا قدوس يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تهتك العصام. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل النقم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تغير النعم. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تحبس الدعاء. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. اللهم اغفر لي كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها. اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك، وأسألك بجودك أن تدنيني من قربك وأن توزعني شكرك وأن تلهمني ذكرك. اللهم إني أسألك سؤال خاضع متذلل خاشع أن تسامحني وترحمني وتجعلني بقسمك راضيا قانعا وفي جميع الأحوال متواضعا. اللهم وأسألك سؤال من اشتدت فاقته وأنزل بك عند الشدائد حاجته وعظم فيما عندك رغبته. اللهم عظم سلطانك وعلى مكانك وخفي مكروك وظهر أمرك وغلب قهرك وجرت قدرتك ولا يمكن الفرار من حكومتك. اللهم لا أجد لذنوبي غافرا ولا لقبائحي ساترا ولا لشيء من عملي القبيح بالحسن مبدلا غيرك. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك وبحمدك ظلمت نفسي ظلمت نفسي وتجرأت بجهلي وسكنت إلى قديم ذكرك لي ومنك علي. اللهم مولاي كم من قبيح سترت وكم من فادح من البلاء أقلت وكم من عثار وقيت وكم من مكروه دفعت وكم من ثناء جميل لست أهلا له نشرت. اللهم عظم بلائي وأفرط بي سوء حالي وقصرت بي أعمالي وقعدت بي أغلالي وحبسني عن نفعي بعد أملي وخدعتني الدنيا بغرورها ونفسي بجنايتها ومطالي. يا سيدي فأسألك بعزتك ألا يحجب عنك دعائي ولا تفضحني بخفي ما اطلعت علي من سري، ولا تعجلني بالعقوبة على ما عملته في خلواتي من سوء فعلي وإساءتي ودوام تفريطي وجهالتي وكثرة شهواتي وغفلتي. وكن اللهم بعزتك لي في كل الأحوال رؤوفا، وعلي في جميع الأمور عطوفا. إلهي وربي، من لي غيرك؟ أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري. إلهي ومولاي، أجريت علي حكما اتبعت فيه هوى نفسي ولم أحترس فيه من تزيين عدوي، فغرني بما أهوى وأسعده على ذلك القضاء، فتجاوزت بما جرى علي من ذلك بعض حدودك، وخالفت بعض أوامرك، فلك الحمد علي في جميع ذلك، ولا حجة لي فيما جرى علي فيه قضاءك، وألزمني حكمك وبلاءك. وقد أتيتك يا إلهي بعد تقصيري وإسرافي على نفسي معتذرا نادما منكسرا مستقيلا مستغفرا منيبا مقرا مذعنا معترفا، لا أجد مفرا مما كان مني ولا مفزعا أتوجه إليه في أمري غير قبولك عذري وإدخالك إياي في سعة رحمتك. اللهم فاقبل عذري وارحم شدة ضري وفكني من شد وثاقي. يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني، يا رب ارحم ضعف بدني ورقة جلدي ودقة عظمي. يا من بدأ خلقي وذكري وتربيتي وبري وتغذيتي، هبني لابتداء كرمك وسالف برك بي يا إلهي وسيدي وربي. أتراك معذبي بنارك بعد توحيدك وبعد ما انطوى علي قلبي من معرفتك ولهج به لساني من ذكرك واعتقده ضميري من حبك، وبعد صدق اعترافي ودعائي خاضعا لربوبيتك؟ هيهات، أنت أكرم من أن تضيع من ربيته أو تبعد من أدنيت أو تشرد من آويت أو تسلم إلى البلاء من كفيته ورحمته. وليت شعري يا سيدي وإلهي ومولاي أتسلط النار على وجوه خرت بعظمتك ساجدا، وعلى ألسن نطقت بتوحيدك صادقا، وبشكرك مادحا، وعلى قلوب اعترفت بإلهيتك محققا، وعلى ضمائر حوت من العلم بك حتى صارت خاشعة، وعلى جوارح سعت إلى أوطان تعبدك طائعة، وأشارت باستغفارك مذعنة، ما هكذا الظن بك، ولا أخبرنا بفضلك عنك يا كريم يا رب، وأنت تعلم ضعفي عن قليل من بلاء الدنيا وعقوباتها وما يجري فيها من المكاره على أهلها، على أن ذلك بلاء مكروه قليل مكثوه يسير بقاؤه قصير مدته، فكيف احتمالي لبلاء الآخرة وجليل وقوع المكاره فيها وهو بلاء تطول مدته ويدوم مقامه ولا يخفف عن أهله، لأنه لا يكون إلا عن غضبك وانتقامك وسخطك، وهذا ما لا تقوم له السماوات والأرض. يا سيدي فكيف لي وأنا عبدك الضعيف الذليل الحقير المسكين المستكين؟ يا إلهي وربي وسيدي ومولاي، لأي الأمور إليك أشكو ولما منها أضج وأبكي؟ لأليم العذاب وشدته أم لطول البلاء ومدته؟ فلئن صيرتني للعقوبات مع أعدائك وجمعت بيني وبين أهل بلائك وفرقت بيني وبين أحبائك وأوليائك، فهبني يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وربي، صبرت على عذابك فكيف أصبر على فراقك؟ وهبني صبرت على حر نارك فكيف أصبر عن النظر إلى كرامتك؟ أم كيف أسكن في النار ورجائي عفوك؟ فبعزتك يا سيدي ومولاي أقسم صادقا، لئن تركتني ناطقا لأضجن إليك بين أهل هذا ضجيج الآملين، ولأصرخن إليك صراخ المستصرخين، ولأبكين عليك بكاء الفاقدين، ولأنادينك أين كنت يا ولي المؤمنين، يا غاية آمال العارفين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا غياث المستغيثين، يا حبيب قلوب الصادقين، ويا إله العالمين. أفتراك سبحانك يا إلهي وبحمدك تسمع فيها صوت عبد مسلم سجن فيها بمخالفته وذاق طعم عذابها بمعصيته وحبس بين أطباقها بجرمه وجريرته، وهو يضج إليك ضجيج مؤمل لرحمتك ويناديك بلسان أهل توحيدك ويتوسل إليك بربوبيتك يا مولاي، فكيف يبقى في العذاب وهو يرجو ما سلف من حلمك؟ أم كيف تؤلمه النار وهو يأمل فضلك ورحمتك؟ أم كيف يحرقه لهيبها وأنت تسمع صوته وترى مكانه؟ أم كيف يشتمل عليه زفيرها وأنت تعلم ضعفه؟ أم كيف يتقلقل بين أطباقها وأنت تعلم صدقه؟ أم كيف تسجر زبانيتها وهو يناديك يا رباه؟ أم كيف يرجو فضلك في عتقه منها فتتركه فيها؟ هيهات، ما ذلك الظن بك ولا المعروف من فضلك ولا مشبه لما عاملت به الموحدين من برك وإحسانك؟ فباليقين أقطع، لولا ما حكمت به من تعذيب جاحديك وقضيت به من إخلاد معانديك لجعلت النار كلها بردا وسلاما، وما كان لأحد فيها مقرا ولا مقاما، لكنك تقدست أسماؤك، أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين، وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين. وأنت جل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما، أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا لا يستوون؟ إلهي وسيدي، فأسألك بالقدرة التي قدرتها وبالقضية التي حتمتها وحكمتها وغلبت من عليه أجريتها، أن تهب لي في هذه الليلة وفي هذه الساعة كل جرم أجرمت وكل ذنب أذنبت وكل قبيح أسررت وكل جهل عملت، كتمت أو أعلنت، أخفيت أو أظهرت، وكل سيئة أمرت بإثباتها الكرام الكاتبين الذين وكلتهم بحفظ ما يكون مني وجعلتهم شهودا علي مع جوانحي، وكنت أنت الرقيب علي من ورائهم والشاهد لما خفي عنهم، وبرحمتك أخفيت وبفضلك سترت، وأن توفر حظي من كل خير أنزلت أو إحسان فضلت أو بر نشرت أو رزق بسطت أو ذنب تغفر أو خطأ تستر. يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا إلهي وسيدي ومولاي وما لكرقي يا من بيده ناصيتي يا عليما بضري ومسكنتي يا خبيرا بفقري وفاقتي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب أسألك بحقك وقدسك وأعظم صفاتك وأسمائك أن تجعل أوقاتي من الليل والنهار بذكرك معمورا وبخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا يا سيدي يا من عليه معولي يا من إليه شكوت أحوالي يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب يا ربي يا ربي يا رب قوي على خدمتك جوارحي اشدد على العزيمة جوانحي وهب لي الجد في خشيتك والدوام في الاتصال بخدمتك حتى أصرح إليك في ميادين السابقين وأسرع إليك في البارزين وأشتاق إلى قربك في المشتاقين وأدنو منك دنو المخلصين وأخافك مخافة الموقنين وأجتمع في جوارك مع المؤمنين اللهم ومن أرادني بسوء فأرد ومن كادني فكيد واجعلني من أحسن عبيدك نصيبا عندك وأقربهم منزلة منك وأخصهم زلفة لديك فإنه لا ينال ذلك إلا بفضلك وجد لي بجودك واعطف علي بمجدك واحفظني برحمتك واجعل لساني بذكرك لهجا وقلبي بحبك متيما ومنا علي بحسن إجابتك وأقلني عثرتي واغفر زلتي فإنك قضيت على عبادك بعبادتك وأمرتهم بدعائك وضمنت لهم الإجابة فإليك يا ربي نصبت وجهي وإليك يا ربي مددت يدي فبعزتك استجب لي دعائي وبلغني مناي ولا تقطع من فضلك رجائي واكفني شر الجن والإنس من أعدائي يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا يا سريع الرضا اغفر لمن لا يملك إلا الدعاء فإنك فعال لما تشاء يا من اسمه دواء وذكره شفاء وطاعته غناء ارحم الرأس ماله الرجاء وسلاحه البكاء يا سابغ النعم يا دافع النقم يا نور المستوحشين في الظلام يا عالما لا يعلم صل على محمد وآل محمد وافعل بنا ما أنت أهله وصلى الله على رسوله والأئمة الميامين من آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين بارئ الخلائق أجمعين بعث الأنبياء والمرسلين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المكرمين المنتجبين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. For the hastening the return of our Imam, let's recite the salawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, one of our tasks, one of our responsibilities is قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. While in the same book it says كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَ. The first verse says, if we can turn down the echo. The first verse says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ, be careful of yourselves, وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, and your families. Be careful in regards to what? Nara. There is a fire that will be set up. A fire which is so devastating, a spark of that would have devastated the entirety of this world. This is the description, part of the description that we have. It's a very serious thing. It's definitely going to happen. For those of us that have that if in our mind, or we're not too sure, or don't think about it, it's definite. There's absolutely no way around it. There's definitely nothing that will stop it, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for it to happen. اقتربت الساعة وانشق القمر. Not only will it happen, it has gotten near. the time of this world coming to an end and the beginning of a new world, a new realm, part of which is that fire is near. The Quran says, 1400 years ago, the Quran said it's near. اقتربت. It's not something that we can afford not to be wary of, not to be worried about. We have got to be careful we don't fall into that. The verse says, قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ, yourselves, your families. We have a responsibility towards our families as well. The same Quran says, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ رَهِينَةً, every soul, every person, every individual, to what they are able to obtain for themselves, good or bad, that is going to be what they will have. لَا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى. No one will carry the burden of anyone else on the Day of Judgment. Whatever you have done is for you. Whatever your parents did is for them. Whatever your children will do is for them. I am not going to be carrying the burden of my children. I'm not going to be carrying the burden of my parents. I'm not going to be benefiting from the gains of my parents or my children. Doesn't work that way. The Quran explicitly mentions. However, God says the same way that your taklif is to pray, the same way that your taklif is that you need to, in order to avoid hellfire for yourself, you need to make sure you perform Hajj, you need to avoid these sins. Part of your responsibility, part of my responsibility is to do what? قُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ. Be careful with your children as well. Your families, your spouses, your children, your parents, your siblings, your relatives, your cousins, everyone. أَهْلِيكُمْ. The closer they are, the more. You have to be careful. Part of our responsibility is be careful with that. What they end up doing in the end is their thing. It's not my responsibility. I need to care about them and say what I need to say. What they end up doing is their thing. What I end up doing is my thing. If my children do good, I do wrong. Their burden, God has said, is to remind their rogue father. Tell him, talk to him. Remind him, this is wrong. If I end up going still, if I continue, my children will not carry my burden. And nor would a parent carry the burden of their child. So after clearing that up, we don't want to get these things mixed up. The first thing is to get that out of our head, that what they become is our... No. If we don't do our taklif, whether they become good or bad, we didn't do our taklif. If I didn't train my children the way I am responsible to, if my child became a great person, that benefit is not mine. I didn't do my taklif. God will still ask. It says, he will say, I guided him through this person, through that person. Why didn't you do your taklif? You left him or her. So one of the responsibilities we have, especially out here, is قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Not قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ education. Not قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ big homes. Not قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ make sure you get a mansion, make sure your children have big homes, make sure you make millions, you become a billionaire. None of that is, if he gives, he gives, he doesn't give, he doesn't give. That's not something to worry about. What is it to worry about? قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. It's nar, it's fire. If you care for that child of yours, understand God does not play games. There is fire. Certain behavior, certain conduct, certain beliefs will lead to hellfire. None of us, not even the Prophet, can stop it. The God says in the Holy Quran, the Quran tells us,
لَا يَشْفَعُونَ إِلَّا لِمَنِ ارْتَضَى.
God's servants only do shafa'a for those that God is pleased with. God doesn't want them, Prophet, I don't want you to do shafa'a. He says, I won't do shafa'a. I just won't. They go, oh no, I can go to the Prophet. If God doesn't want him, if I do something that I won't deserve shafa'a. If my child enters a direction that leads to hellfire, one that does not allow for shafa'a, the Prophet won't do shafa'a. The Imam Ritaib won't do shafa'a. It's very serious. While we see all that mercy and that greatness, and we should do, we should see all of that mercy. We have hadith that says, fiqh, understanding, not the fiqh that we use, that term has become terminology, has developed a different meaning. Fiqh in itself means deep understanding. It's not a discipline. Deep and proper understanding of religion is that you don't believe in God's mercy in a way that it allows you to sin, and that you don't believe in His wrath in a way that it causes you hopelessness. You have to understand God's mercy in a way that it doesn't lead you to sin. And you need to understand His wrath while you do, and you see in a way where it doesn't lead to hope. There's never a time where we lose hope, like I can't make it to paradise. No. Never ever. Even if it's the last second of your life and you spent the entirety of it, disobedience of Allah, still hope. Never ever. We're focusing right now on taking that fire serious. Not all the talks, all the conversation, all the verses about the rahmah of Allah, the intercession of the Ahlul Bayt. None of that means don't take this seriously. None of that means don't care about it. None of that means tell yourself, my child's going astray, inshallah God will forgive. God didn't, He said, that's His job. You don't know what this child of yours is going to do. If you care, the Quran says, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. It's serious. You don't like in this world for your child to get shot. You don't like your child to be tortured. You don't like your child to be hurt. That fire is beyond our imagination. Take it serious. Don't mess around with it. You can't change the laws of this universe. If the laws of the universe are, you play with fire, you're going to get burned. They say, look, in this part of the country, don't get involved with fireworks. You can start a wildfire. You can't say, well, I'll do it. Something will happen. You can't change the laws of this universe. That spark is going to cause a wildfire. You can't change that. You can't say, well, you know, it's a one time my child, let him do that. You're all going to burn. People take the laws of this country seriously. You don't mess around. Even the loopholes, you make sure you know that loophole very well if you're going to take advantage of it. Don't mess around with it. For some reason, we don't take God's law of the hereafter seriously. We think that there's ways of messing around with it, changing it. Well, no. It's very serious. It's very serious. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ أَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. This, sometimes, as much as we emphasize on it, when parents take it on board, the way we understand it, the way we translate it at times, is that we are so nervous about that, and we get so strict about it, we end up tipping them over, throwing them in that hellfire because of our, what we call, what's become
common to call that being overcautious. And it's not being overcautious, it's misunderstanding. It's misunderstanding. Being careful of something doesn't mean that you shout at your kid. Doesn't mean you fight with them. Doesn't mean you hit them. It doesn't mean that. It means take this seriously as a caring parent. Maneuver in a way where they don't end up in hellfire. That's what that means. Do it the right way. Take it seriously. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. See that fire and be very careful. Be very nervous about it in the sense of seeing it, feeling it. Amir al-Mu'mineen used to go to that oven. Ali, feel the heat. Feeling the heat of this world. To be reminded of, you need to feel it. Get your hand close. He got that hot coal close to his brother's blind brother, Aqil's hand. He didn't burn it. He got it close. He felt it and he realized what it is. Take it. You see how real this is? The fire of the hereafter is more real than this. You want me to do what's going to cause that? I didn't touch you with that. What you're asking me to do is to touch that coal in the hereafter. You want me to do that? See it as that real. That's what قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا means. That doesn't mean, okay, if you're trying to take your family across this very narrow bridge, if it were, it isn't. This, even these, the symbolic language about the bridge of Sirat, as it's called, that it's so thin this way, that way, it's misunderstood. It's not a narrow bridge. The Quran says, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. Haraj means that narrow passageway that nobody can make it. If it's so narrow that no one can make it, everyone's going to fall. God says, I didn't do it. وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. If you were, there's hellfire and there's a narrow passageway. As much as you see that, the wrong way to do and to get yourselves, try to get yourselves across is to get nervous about this. And start shouting, take a step, I told you to step behind. You're going to end up getting all of you to fall into that pit fire. The way to do it is to see that, be cautious of it, see it, don't lose sight of it, don't be negligent of it. So Ya Allah, help us, be calm, tell your children, this is, don't watch out for this, watch out. They make a mistake, what do I do with that? It's okay, give me your hand. Ya Allah, you made a mistake, let's keep going. And that this is part of it. This is an important element in قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. When you see your child mistaken, what happens? Feeling that, oh my God, he's gone. Even if there's 10 mistakes, even if there's 50 mistakes, ugly deeds, very ugly, fawahish. What happens? No. Try Nuh all the way until the last point, that after that point, there was just no way of him trying to save that son of his. Up to that point, he did his best to try to save it, save that child of his. Save all people. He didn't. We're using that example as this verse, قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ. You don't care about others and leave your family. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ. Care about your family and care about others. The family part, they're closer, you have more of a response. أَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْعَقْرَبِينَ. First, you've got to, when you want it to go public, أَنذِرْ عَشِيرَتَكَ الْعَقْرَبِينَ. The closest relatives of yours, call them over. Warn them what they're doing is wrong. One of the important elements in this قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا is how we deal with screw-ups, how we deal with slips, how we deal with sins when I'm aware. First of all, don't ever investigate. Don't keep probing, digging, looking, checking to find something. Suspicion is wrong even against your own children. If you came across it, then you deal with it. If you didn't come across it, don't probe. Don't try to push them to tell you. Don't force them to tell you. Don't try to check. Don't. You lied. I checked your text. You did text him. You did text her. You did do this. None of our business. If you come across it, don't close your eyes either. That's another thing that sometimes we see parents do. They're not involved in their children's lives. They haven't developed a relationship. The child is doing their own thing. After 12, 13 years, the guy comes to know my son is, or my daughter or whatever, is an atheist. Or they've been gay for 12 years. They've been with this, that, the other. I didn't even know about it. Why weren't you in their life? It's not hard to notice these things. If it's something that's consistent, that means you didn't get yourself involved. You didn't have a relationship with them. It's not about digging and finding traces of things. Have a good relationship. That good relationship has got a lot of barakat. Part of it is making them feel that they don't want to go down that way, because they realize this father, this mother of mine, that I love that relationship with them, doesn't like this. One of the reasons why we're told to have the hub, the love of the Ahlul Bayt, is because of this effect. When you know the Ahlul Bayt dislike this action, if you love them, you're not going to want to go towards that act. And if you slip, you apologize right after. You go and tell them. Sometimes a child, they know it's wrong. They'll come and tell you, I did this. I don't know how to deal with it. I did wrong. I know I did wrong. If we have a good relationship, things like that happen. Don't expect them to come and tell you. If they come and tell you, treat that the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treats it. They are trying to repent with that. They're not coming like, yeah, I did this. They're coming and telling you, confiding in you, telling you something wrong they did because they feel horrible about it. That's guilt. Kafa bin nadmi tawbah. That's enough for tawbah. That feeling, and tell them how to fix it. Don't say no, it's you didn't do anything wrong either. That's a wrong approach as well. But they've come to you in that way. Inshallah, Allah will forgive. There's these things to do. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to let you go. Don't worry at all. Don't worry. We have plenty of this. I'm not allowed to share with you, but I've done a lot worse. Don't worry. Just keep going. Allah will forgive. Know that you did wrong. Understand that. So, when we see that wrong, this was the main point, when we see that wrong and we try to fix it, this is where it becomes a serious issue. We expect that, first of all, they are innocent. We think that they're going to be masum. No, I wasn't masum. They're not going to be masum. They're not born masum. There's 14 masumin that were born sinless, errorless. And above all, and there are some that are born at higher levels than myself, but to expect that a person is going to not make any mistakes? No, people are going to be making mistakes. So make it first, they don't make any mistakes. That's wrong. Then if they make a mistake, we tell them they're going to fix it. Wrong. Who said? For 40 years, close to 40 years now, I've been doing all these wrong things. And God has said in the Quran, it's clear. Like, don't do this. Work on your temper, control your temper. 40 years or so, the ages of 15, 13, 14, 16, 20, they do something, they've done something for a couple of years, they wanted to fix overnight. 40 years, some of us 50, 60, whatever number of years, we're still doing wrong things. Don't expect it to go away just all of a sudden. Work on it. Have perseverance in قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Work on it. Encourage. Discourage about the sin. Encourage that it can be fixed. Tell them that this is wrong. One of the problems we have in this society, brothers and sisters, is that our children are vulnerable if we don't give them the right message. If they don't hear it, they are hearing, whether we like it or not. No matter how much you think you can control what that child of yours hears or sees, up to whatever age you think you can do that, they are hearing and seeing a lot of things that tell them that this wrong behavior is fine, perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with it. In fact, those who say it's wrong are wrong. They twist it. They flip it. This is a society we live in. Be sure to speak of the right stuff early on. Be sure to know what that child of yours is hearing. Don't let them shut themselves off from you by being a type of person that is not approachable, by being a type of person that is not reasonable in their response, by being very angry every time a topic is mentioned that you feel uncomfortable with. That's what they're dealing with. You got to hear it. Know they are hearing it. Prepare the right response, the right answer. Give it to them at early ages. Don't brush it under the carpet and think that it's not there. Your negligence, you close your eyes from it, doesn't mean it doesn't exist. That's a very childish thing. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. In this society, we have a lot of responsibilities and we have to be very, very careful. Again, not in a way where it cripples us, not in a way that it causes us to blow fuses, not in a way for us to be angry all the time. That's not the right way of doing it. If you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control, He's given you the right path, then yes, see that dangerous thing, but that danger shouldn't cause you to start shaking and then falling into it because you're shaking. That's wrong. Know it's there, be careful, be confident. Tawakkul ala Allah. One of the things that is necessary in order to do this قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا, in order to help our children, our offspring, our relatives, our siblings, is tawakkul ala Allah. In that, rely on Allah, trust in God. God's the one. Allahu waliyyu alladhina amanu yukhrijuhum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. He's the wali of the mu'mineen. Even if a person commits a, if I've done all the wrong that I know I've done and none of you know, and I see God is still pulling me in that direction. What child is pure, sinless, age 15, 16, 14, 12, whatever, 20. They're a mu'min, mu'mina. Allah is their wali. Do what you're told. Do what you're told, inshallah, with that tawakkul. It gives us more strength. It gives us more strength to be able to do it the right way, inshallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the mu'mineen and mu'minat who are struggling in this battle of the nafs with all the help that Iblis is providing for that nafs, and the shayateen of ins with glamorizing all the wrong, justifying all the wrong, with all these troubles that make that battle so much more difficult. Ya Allah, protect us all, protect our offspring, protect our parents, protect our siblings, protect our relatives, protect all people. Bring more and more people to the path of the Ahlul Bayt, to your path, to the path of Islam, to the path of the Quran, to the path of the Prophet, so that eventually all this wrong and the justification of it and the glamorization of it can eventually, by the hands of the people of the world, can come to an end, and nifaq and kufr can be put where they belong, and that is nowhere on earth, inshallah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of the Ahlul Bayt, to hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah to help all those who are helping his cause, especially our ulama, our maraja, and also our leader. We ask Allah to forgive us all of our sins, to forgive our parents, our grandparents, our relatives, all believers, those who are alive, those who passed away. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant all of us and all believers worldwide our hajat, our needs, our requests, material as well as spiritual. Relieve all of us of the difficulties of this pandemic. Open the path of the shrines of the Ahlul Bayt and the masajid and the congregational prayers and the various religious ceremonies in remembrance of you that we would want to do together. Ya Allah, relieve us of the hardship that we're dealing with, and relieve all people of the world of it, and relieve all the people of the world of the oppressions they're facing. Bin Nabi wa Alih, rahimallah, man qara al-fatihata ma'as-salamah.